we thank and praise you, Father, for today, God. We thank you for this is the day that you have made, God. We rejoice and we are so glad in it, God. Thank you, Father, for your word, God. Thank you that the word is anointed, God. Thank you for anointing me to be able to teach your word, Jesus. Thank you for the people who are here, those that are watching. Thank you for their hearts and their minds and their spirits are receptive, Father, in receiving your word on today, God. For a change in their lives, God. Heal, deliver, set free. We bind the hand of the enemy.
Yes. Yes.
Right now in the name of Jesus. For trying to clog their thinking, for trying to throw a shadow or cast over their mind that will keep them from receiving and hearing your word on today. Oh God, we give you praise, glory, honor. We thank you for victory, God. And our voices will be a sound of victory on today as a result of hearing and receiving your word, God. Oh God, we thank you for miracles, signs, and wonders on today. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Yeah, y'all in verse 1?
Yes, sir.
Of chapter 3?
Yes, sir.
It says, this know also, that in the last days, perilous times shall come. We are in those times, amen?
Amen.
Yeah, tell your neighbor, we are in those times.
We are in those times.
Yeah, be not deceived. We are in those times. For men shall be lovers of their own self. How many of y'all know people at this stage, they're loving this? Love is love. Y'all hear that? Y'all begin to say that? Love is love. Well, what is love without God? How can you love is love without the lover, which is God himself? Amen?
Amen.
Well, how you know that, Pastor? Because the Bible says, for God so loved the world. Yeah. That he gave. Love is love. Don't give people the love. They be talking about don't give people nothing. Amen.
Amen.
And also, the Bible says, what greater love than this than a man who laid down his life? See how God demonstrates love? So there's no love is love. God is love. Amen. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetousness. Yeah, y'all know some of them covetous people, amen? Amen. Boasters. It's all about me. Y'all know some of them boast. Y'all know some people who boast. Proud. Blasphemers. Now, people blaspheme like it ain't nothing no more, amen? Mm-hmm. I know y'all look like blasphemy. Yeah, how can you talk about, well, I serve God and then cuss at the same breath? That's you're blaspheming. You can't mix God and cussing in the same breath. Amen. Oh, see y'all. See this is where believers are. See, this ain't talking the world sin. This time of believers trying to play both sides of the fence. Believers walk the edge, amen. Yeah. Disobedient to parents. I didn't say it, the Bible said. Yeah. How many of y'all know some of these children out here just wilding? And here's my public service announcement to you parents. Teach them the word. When they get out here and cut the food, that's not a reflection of you. So don't take it on personal. Don't say, I failed my kid. Your kid is failing to listen. So by virtue of your kid failing to listen, life is going to happen. Going to show up in them on their behalf. And as me and Minister Billy, life is going to be life. As people will be people. Mm-hmm. Life is going to visit them. Why? Because you refuse to pay attention. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah. I was one of them. My mother was talking about the word. Man, I don't want to do that. She prayed, I'm going to the club. I'm going to the club. And one thing she didn't do, she didn't get moved by what she saw naturally. She was only focused on what she saw spiritually.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
So she kept praying. She knew I was coming home in a car, drunk, they used to call it. The other word, pee drunk. Y'all know what that is?
Yeah.
Pee drunk.
I remember.
But she was, right? And she knew that's not what I see. That just so happened to be what you're getting involved in. Mm. I see you serving God.
Amen.
I see you loving God. So I tell you, don't take it personal when they don't do what you think they should be doing. Understand, your mission is to pray. And remind yourself, great is the peace of my children, for they are taught of the Lord. Keep telling yourself that. That my children, there's peace in my children's life. Yeah, the devil's job is to try to derail them. Yeah, I don't think he got a PhD in his job description. Same guy, degree on top of degree on how to manipulate and how to deceive people. Mm-hmm. He specializes in it. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
So if you don't think he's going to visit your children, he visited you. Why wouldn't he visit your children? Some of y'all, he's still sitting right next to you. And you wonder why your kids are acting a fool. That's because you have me. The Bible says if you resist the devil, he gonna flee. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, we'll talk about that. I'm thankful. Some of y'all, God has done so much, you're still ungrateful. Amen.
Yeah.
Mm. He like, man, but a bunch of ungrateful people. And that's what God said. God would be like, y'all a bunch of ungrateful people. I've done so much for y'all. Y'all still unthankful. Amen. Unholy. I put in my word how to be holy, and you refuse to be holy. Amen. Without natural affection, truth breakers. Now y'all know that y'all said y'all was gonna be at peace with people, and the moment you see him, you ready, y'all back at war again. I let it go. And the moment you see him, it's on. Yeah. It's all on sight.
Yeah. I cannot.
Yeah. Y'all know that y'all be doing this. On. As soon as I see him, it's on go. Capital G-O, we on go. As soon as we see each other. And then y'all get the, you said, she said. And you're like, I thought there was peace between us. Who broke it? Who broke the truth? Y'all know our countries do. There's peace. You said something about my mama? It's back on again. They throwing bombs across the water. Some of y'all throw bombs at each other. Some of y'all need to divorce yourselves from these social media pages.
Amen. Amen.
Some of y'all just need to say goodbye to Tweety and all that stuff. All these new things they got going on. Facebook. Some of y'all be going live. Just to give people a piece of your mind. Why you giving them a piece of your mind? You ain't got that much mind. And you give them a piece. You gonna be broke in a minute. Mind. False accusers. Some of y'all just be lying on people. Let's just go ahead and put it that way. It is false accusers. That's a nice way to say. Y'all just be telling lies on people, stirring up drama with people. You know she said that about you, man. She don't even know him, or he said that about them. Exactly. In other words, she said messy. Some of y'all just messy.
Yep.
Just downright funky messy. Yeah, because you can't survive unless there's some foolishness going on.
Ooh, that's hard.
You know people like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I know people like that. And the same thing is, they born into the house of God. Where they just start just being funky messy. Ain't nothing going on in the church is just as peaceful as it can be, but then they come, somebody just come bring a bunch of mess. They got a backpack full of nonsense.
Oh man.
Yeah, because they bought it from where they came from. People who are messy travel with mess. Amen. And what they do is they go around picking up other people's mess to take it other places.
Yes.
Yeah, messy people are trash men or women. They collect other people's garbage.
That's good, Pastor.
Just to sprinkle a little bit places that they go. You ever seen people that when they go into a place, they wreck it and then they leave. And when they leave, like, when they leave, or he'll leave, let me not just say, when he or she leave, he be like, oh, man, that just, it's so much peaceful now that they gone. Why? Because they bought a whole bunch of mess. And most people don't add nothing to nothing. They combed it. Well, let me say it this way so y'all. Most messy people are parasites. They're bottom feeders. They gather all your mess, the stuff that you can't use no more. They start to collect it. And hopes to one day get it, use it against you. Ah, come on, y'all ain't gonna get there. False accusers. Incompetent. Y'all know those ones, right? Who just filed. You can't tell them people nothing, amen. They just so let me help y'all out. Cause I say this just for y'all. Say that just for some of y'all. Make sure some of y'all got this. And contempt means lack of self-restraint. Uncontrolled. Some of y'all there's no control. You're out of control in your life. Out of control in your mouth. Your mouth is just foul. Just say whatever you want. One of the most scariest things I see women when they be up on guys, they be just going at them. I'm like, ooh, what is going on? Now, they obviously ain't scared. And they obviously, some of them may be packing now. Because, you know, carrying a gun is the end thing for people now. Yeah. I understand that. You ain't protecting nothing, but you just want a gun. You always want to be on go. I wish you would. I wish a woo. I didn't say the word, so y'all, you heard something because you feel in the black. I wish woo. Try me. But that's the one Jesus, like this Jesus going at it. And I'm just thinking about, okay, this is a pretty big guy. Because if I was going at it with him, I would have to take a couple steps back. Just so you know, something jump over. I got enough space where I can, you know, I can get off. See, y'all know y'all like, Pastor, you know, you're gonna turn on the cheek. No. I can walk away from a lot of things. I have the ability to walk away from a lot of things. You put my life or my family in jeopardy, then, you know, oh, that's all. Amen. You call me whatever you want. It ain't what you call me, it's what I answer to that matter to me.
Amen.
So I don't want that to bother me. I've been called a lot worse by a lot less people. That don't move me at all. So yeah, she was going, and I'm like, what's gonna happen if he just come back? Somebody he ain't gonna get knocked off. And I'm not saying that now you hear me clearly, I'm not promoting violence on no level. So don't be out there tripping. I'm not telling no woman to be up to be okay, and I'm not telling no man to put his hand on no woman. I don't. That ain't what I'm saying. That I don't agree with none of that. I believe everybody should go in your own corner. Go in your box, and you go in your box, and be able to talk sensibly to one another.
Amen.
Don't have to get to the fact when you're out of control. When you're out of control, things happen. The moment people get out of control, you can rest assured somebody will die and go to jail.
Yep.
Or there's going to be something that you do that you can't undo.
Amen.
Amen. Fear. Despisers of those that are good. Y'all know when y'all made the choice to serve God, you know people hate on you. You gotta say how you gonna get saved. Man, you taking a long time to get through this. Yeah, he didn't know. Traitors. Heady. How many of y'all know them heady people? They always That's that those people who think they know everything, amen. High-minded. Y'all know people think they better than everybody else, right? Lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Amen. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. For such turn away, he tells us. Amen. Listen, for a top for a subject, now we're gonna talk perilous times we're living in. Perilous times. What does perilous times mean, Pastor? Hazardous or dangerous times. We're living in some dangerous times, amen. Yeah, we're living in a time where people refuse to do the will of God. Amen. People do everything but the will of God. People go to great lengths not to do the word of God. Amen. Yeah. And in that same chapter, down in verse 12, it says, yea, all that will live godly in Christ shall suffer persecution. So, with all this going on, when you stand there corrected, there's going to be some persecution that come along. Amen. When you stand to go against the grain, there's going to be persecution. Y'all see the persecution happening now for all of those who say and talk about the body. There's a section that's in the body of Christ now that's telling you anything can go. Sinners are children of God. Living in open homosexual and lesbian is you can still be a child of God. Why? Because love is love.
That part.
See, these are things that they'll try to get you to accept. Well, I can drink a little bit, huh? When the representation of that leaves, the Bible says that wine is a mocker and strong drink is raging. Why would God have you to be a part of something that he told you is a mocker and is raging? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, brothers, he turned water to wine. That's because that was the custom of the day during that time. They didn't drink Sprite. Yeah, they didn't drink Kool-Aid. They drank wine or water. See, y'all don't want to rock. Y'all ain't gonna get me like that. But we are in a place now, in a time where you would not, y'all. I'm not talking about y'all Christians. So don't get me. I'm talking about Christendom at large. Christendom at large has accepted what the world has presented as this should be this should be what we present as the gospel. We should let people lie. We should let people stand at award shows. With the cheeks out. And they two business partners in the front. And men. I saw something this week that a man had on the phone. And moving on. But these are the things that when they stand at these shows and they now say, I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is what they want you to think is who God is, who's a representative of God. What? When he told us to come out from among them,
yes.
And
amen.
Be separate, how are we to be separate? Looking like them, dressing like them, acting like them, talking like them, participating in the things that they participate in.
Teach, Pastor.
We shouldn't have to wonder, why are we so bent on trying to fit in with them when he told us we should stand out?
Amen.
But you believers, once you have fallen victim to this perilous time where we are now, we don't want to look like we stand up for God. We want to look like them and whisper, well, you know God is good. Yeah, y'all some punk Christians.
Uh-oh.
Y'all not because y'all are more afraid of how they're going to view you than how God views you.
Amen. Amen.
Are you crazy? You are worried about a man or a woman concerned about how they perceive you when the King of Kings, and he's watching and looking and said, how you going to represent me concerned about how you are viewed by them? Man, they going to like you whether you do good, bad, or nothing at all.
Amen.
Amen. You better preach that thing.
You can preach the walls till the paint come off the wall. They can look at you crazy. You can be out there sitting on the curb. They're going to walk right past you. You can be broke and everything. And they'll be like, well, I remember when he once was. But we're more concerned about them. We don't want to offend them. But they offend you at every turn.
Amen.
How do they offend you when they come against your God? Whatever they, listen, because whatever offends God should offend you. Ah, see, y'all afraid to be, y'all afraid for people to talk about you. They don't talk about you doing for holiness. You don't want to be mixed up in no foolishness. I get that. But you, if you're standing for holiness, let them say what they want. It ain't going to change the fact that holiness is still right. And holiness is still of God. And to not walk around in these type of things that he said is happening now. People are unthankful. People don't give God thanks. They don't give God credit for bringing them out of nothing. It's only when he do it that he's good. But when life goes back to normal, you forget all about how good he has been to you. Because he's only good for you in the moment. You walking out of the courtroom, I thank God. 2 months, 3 months later, and life goes back to some sense of normal, you're right back at it again. And where is your thankfulness? Thankfulness always puts you in remembrance. I can't go back to that. Because if he bought me out, it's my job to stay out. You see, amen. Because a lot of people don't want to go to what they believe is the extreme to serve God. We went to the extreme to serve the devil. We did whatever we needed to do to get to the end that we wanted to get to the party. Now that doesn't have to be an actual party itself, but to get to where you went, where there was some joy in serving or doing what you were doing. Yeah, I know where y'all was living in fornication. Am I cooking tonight? Okay, you want me to come over? Oh, what you want from the grocery store? You going to the grocery store? You skipping to the grocery store.
You better preach, Pastor.
To get what you're going to get to cook for him tonight. Him doing the same thing. Okay, she needs to jump and get some flowers. You do whatever you do to get to the end game of what that is. Why we don't do that when it comes to the things of God? Why? Because we're living in perilous times. They want to shut your mouth, believer. Amen. The devil got his people working. But God's people, we hide and chill. We come up in places like this and we chill. That's why I tell y'all, y'all know too many people not to invite them to church. Too many. Now whether they come in on you. But your mouth, if you're there, y'all know, y'all been a closed mouth never gets fed, right? Mm-hmm. Closed mouths never meet and greet people with the love of the Lord. They may not come. That ain't your fault. And you ain't got nothing to do with that. Unless they need a rally to come bring them up. But y'all tell people to come to church. You ain't got nobody riding them to the front of their house and blow them on. You said you was going to church today. No. Your job is to invite them. Let them know, I see that there's a void in your life. And that void can only be filled by Jesus. Can I take you to a place where I can introduce you to a man that can save your life, and his name is Jesus? Amen. Come on down to the Kingdom Advancing Ministry. My pastor ain't God, but he preaches the word of God. Mm-hmm. He ain't preaching no get-rich-quick scheme. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he ain't preaching, you jump over three pews, you're gonna get your house and your bill paid. See, we ain't got to go through all those different things. All we do is preach the word. If you follow the word, blessings are already on their mind to follow you.
Amen.
Because the Bible promises that the things are going to pursue you and take and overtake you. Yeah, I know, Matthew. Seek ye first. The kingdom of God. 6:33. If you seek him first, you got to be willing to seek him. That means you got to be willing to do what you got to do to get in touch with God And he said all the other things in your life have to be added. It cannot be denied if you seek him first. But most people don't want to do that part. I know some of y'all, that part. See, most people don't want to do that part. Most people want to skip that and get right to the blessing. Amen. But that's the perilous, that's the world we live in. Most people don't want to date with the intention to get right. They want to get right to the good part. Let's get to the business. That's why I tell these singles, because in our singles ministry, when we're doing the singles ministry, then don't make it, it's not a hookup session.
Amen.
This is not a singles to get to the hookup. This is a single to seek ye first the kingdom of God. And whoever's to be added to your life, he, if you're looking for a wife, she will be added. If you're looking for a husband, he will be added. And like I told them when they was doing it, this ain't gonna hook up where we gonna hook up women and women and men and men. This ain't that kind of part.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We don't do that here.
Amen.
We got nothing but love for everybody. We want you to come out of that lifestyle.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Because anything outside of God is a choice.
Preach, Pastor.
It is not a birthright. Oh, see that bottom. But that's the perilous times we're living in. They want you to be, that is a birthright to be walking, to be attracted to that which is opposite. It goes against the word of God, which means it's a choice.
Amen.
And sin is exactly what it is. Sin is a choice. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, it is. Your children lie because they choose to lie.
That part.
Because they don't want the ramifications of what's going to happen by telling the truth. I was a liar. Y'all talking to somebody who lied. I lied. I lied because I understood that the ramifications, people holding me accountable for that which I did or did not do, would that be heavier weight than me telling the truth? And I come to find out, if you tell the truth, it's a little lighter. Amen. Amen. And the more you lie, the less people believe. Your word becomes no good at all. You can be telling the truth, and you're willing to stand on. Look, y'all know what they say now. I'm willing to stand on business. I'm willing to stand on business. They don't say business. I'm willing to stand on business. Business. Stand on business. Okay. That means I'm standing on what I say. I'm standing on my word. Or they use it. I'm standing on my sway. That was an old word for it. And most people, when they know that you're not willing to stand on business or your word is no good, people do not believe you. Amen.
Amen.
You become that boy or girl who cried wolf. So they don't take you serious at all. Amen. But that's the perilous times that we live in. Most people stand on business and be lying. Yeah, because that's their pride kicking in. And what we living in now is a world full of pride. They know what they're into is wrong, but my pride ain't gonna, my pride ain't gonna let you tell me it ain't wrong. I do what I need to do. I ain't nothing wrong. He don't judge me for it. Why are you judging me? He don't feel no... They real quick to put it on God. He don't feel no kind of way about what I'm doing. Yeah, he do. But when you become null and void to the word, your hearing is off.
That's good.
Amen. When you desensitize the word, y'all know we y'all tuned y'all parents out there talking to you guys. you look right at them, they talking to you, you be like,
what they do?
And they looking at you, and your parents like, in your mind, and they not like, I know he ain't listening, I know she ain't listening, but you still talking anyway. Yeah, I'm a parent, I know I've been there when my mom was talking, like, they kind of glance down, like, And then you dare not say, are you finished? What?
You better not.
You better not. You just better suck it up. And I learned, suck it up. And you bumble that under your breath when you walk away.
Right. What'd you say?
But she was saving your life.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God.
He was saving your life. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, we're living in perilous times where our children, these children are getting out there. Mm-hmm. I'll say to all my young people, men and women, listen, if you have a parent in your house that is praying and talking and encouraging you about the word of God, you better heed to what's being taught. Because what's coming down the pipe for you, if you are disobedient, you open up the floodgates for the devil to come in and tear your life apart. I'm telling you, you just don't know how protected you are until you're not anymore.
Yes.
My scripture that I told when I minister to young men and women, I teach everybody, shall you continue in sin that grace may abound? Jane, you listening? What is grace? Great is the favor of God over your life. That you didn't deserve it. You don't earn it. You didn't do anything to get it, but he gives it to you.
Yes.
Thank God.
Hallelujah.
Shall you continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How are we that are dead to sin? If you say you accepted Jesus Christ and your Lord said, how did you are dead to sin? How should you live any longer in sin? You ought to listen. You don't, when God's grace lifts, you are fair game. Most people don't understand it. I told a lot of young men that. I said, whenever you talk to them, they used to say, I've been shot. I said, that's because the grace of God is over you that you're still alive. People have died for less than you. You got three in you, people died for one. But you have three still in your body. That's God's grace over your life. And then when you see him die, and they tell me, well, man, he got shot 4 or 5 times. God, I tell them, they take him. I said, when God's grace lifts, we don't know when that next one will happen. Why do you want to tempt that grace of God over your life? When he's telling you, accept me now, and you choose to still turn the deaf ear, you give yourself up to the devil. He's like, I can't listen. You are not, you won't listen no matter what. And then the Bible tells us that our sin. We live and die by the choices we make, people. God protects us only but for so long. Amen. I hear y'all out there. Well, he's protecting his family. No, it ain't because if that's the case, then hell wouldn't exist.
Amen.
Hell is full of people who chose not to accept him. Not because he wasn't offered to them. There's no section of hell that, all right, he was offered, but you didn't accept, so you need to go over that side. No, hell is for all those who rejected God. Ah, see, I don't want to. Amen. Because some people don't believe hell exists. Let's get to the end of this thing. We'll see who's right or who's wrong. Amen. Amen. I'll fight the fight. Because I ain't going to hell.
I ain't
calling down the hill and asking, where is this? Is Central Daddy? So I have no way of knowing. I just believe the word, amen?
Amen.
Some people trying to get you, well, making you justify. The word, the Bible tells, that's the only justification I need. If all scripture was given by the inspiration of God, and it's profitable unto doctrine for reproof, listen, I don't have to do nothing. He said it. That settles it for me. Mm-hmm. Like I said, people are like, well, how can you prove there's a hell? Hey, listen, when we get to the end of this thing, we're going all it's all gonna be it's all gonna come out in the wash. I tell everybody that exact same thing. I don't trust God to believe that there's a heaven that I'm gonna be in and I'm gonna rejoice for the rest of my days and be able to worship God whole them. I'm gonna my close mouth on this side, I'm gonna blow my close mouth and believe in that. If we get to the end of this thing, whatever's at the end of this thing, listen, that's on y'all. Cause I ain't gonna be able to call them and say, hey, is he out there? Nah. I tell people I catch in here. I believe it. I'll be caught up.
Amen.
I don't know about you. Yeah, I ain't even gonna entertain that foolishness no more. I'll be caught up. That's why I argue with people. Mm-hmm. I don't argue with people about that. But perilous times will tell you that the hell don't exist. Mm-hmm. They want you to believe the hell is on earth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They want you to believe that this is it. This can't be it. And the only reason why God has not destroyed this world is because we're here.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, see, some of y'all don't understand Amen. That. He hasn't unleashed like he wants because we are here. Amen. Thank you, God. But when we are caught up, all bets off.
Yes.
Well, people, y'all remember, now y'all remember, some people, when they get to that point, they're going to be called a little people, man, they're like, well, where they go? Hmm. You need a question, why are you still here?
Amen.
You missed it.
And mama can't
save
you.
Nah. Okay. Ain't nobody may save you. You ain't better go over there and say, yeah, is Louis, is Jake, is little Johnny out there? What are you doing there? What are you still doing out there? Now, you ain't better do that. Little Johnny will be on his own. And little Johnny and Johnny in trouble. Oh, jeez, I'm trying to tell you. Perilous times we live. But see, people are living for the moment.
Come on now.
People are living for right now. People have taken their mind, the actual focus off, that there's an end coming for us all. And we better get right. Amen. Isaiah 50:11. Isaiah 50:11 says, depart ye, depart. Go ye out from this. Touch no unclean thing. Go ye out of the midst of her. Be clean. That bear the vessels of the Lord. He tells you, you got to be clean if you bear the vessel of the Lord. Amen. Mm-hmm. You got to be clean. Sure. Y'all got the Isaiah 50:11?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, y'all go back and read that. Prophet Isaiah was warning us. You gotta be clean. That you said you had God on the inside of you, that bear the vessel of the Lord. You gotta make sure that you're clean, amen. You can't just be like everybody else. Y'all know how many y'all know if y'all got something good on the inside, you can't just look any kind of way.
Amen.
Okay, let me dress that up a little bit. When y'all going out and y'all told to put your best on. You don't wash your tail. And you're throwing your best outfit, you clean yourself up. You make sure your nails did, your head done, your eyebrows on point. Yeah, that, right, exactly. Y'all down a little bit. Oh, make sure everything tight. You make sure that you present what you're wanting people to focus on. And if you want people to focus on the God in you, why aren't you dressing like God is on the inside of you? In terms of making sure you're putting on God. Because you don't have to put on God. Either he's in you or he isn't. But that means you're not sitting in bars and clubs where people be like, well, why are you in here? You take God with you everywhere you go. Amen. But see, people who say they have the Spirit of God on, and they, you see them in places that they, that, the funniest thing to me is, I see people, they be cussing and fussing and doing, and then you hear them start speaking in tongues, and I be like, in my mind, I just be tapping my toe like, Jesus. Where do you believe that that's right? How far have you gotten where you've allowed yourself to be convinced that that's the representation that God wants you to have? That you can cuss, you can just talk any kind of way. When he said that being the sweet should not flow from the same fountain. How does it work? I don't want to know. That's rhetorical. Because I really can't have no interest in knowing. Because I don't want to know so I can help. I can kind of perfect how to do it now. I knew that when I got sick, I had to let go of the cussing. Because my conversation couldn't be filthy. Amen. If I wanted people to receive God in his fullness, I had to make sure that my conversation was that represented God. And I ain't telling y'all to go be out here being spooky and being crazy that every time you see somebody, the Lord is coming back. You better. No, the Bible says he that winneth souls is wise. Mm-hmm. So in living in perilous times, we have to be wise. We don't be out here, don't want to catch y'all on this ride by and see none of y'all out here on the corner fussing with nobody about the gospel. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If they, when we go out here in a couple of weeks, when we go, when the weather changes, we go out here, we're passing out the ministry invitation to come to worship with us. Don't want nobody out here fighting with nobody. No, y'all ain't wasting your time fighting with nobody. Share the word of God with them. Get them to repent. Acts 2:38. You see Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And if they choose not to, you keep it moving. Amen. I ain't telling you to say God bless you because we don't cast down pearl or swine. But what I'm saying to you is you tell them, well, you know, peace be unto you.
That
is funny. Yeah, love. Then turn your Bibles. Go on, one last verse. John 16:33. Well, before we go to John, go real quick to Jeremiah 14:14. For the second time, Jeremiah 14:14 says, the Lord said to me, the prophets are prophesying lies. Jeremiah 14:14 says, the prophets are prophesying lies. In my name, I have not sent them, nor appointed them, nor spoke to them, he tells us in Jeremiah 14:14. He said, they are prophesying to you false visions, divinations, idolaters, and the delusions of their own minds. So a lot of these people who are out here prophesying, they are liars. Amen. Amen. But these are the perilous times we live in. This. Now, I didn't say all. I said some, amen. Because everybody, when you turn on anything, YouTube, man, you see everybody prophesying about that. Everybody got a prophecy about what's going to happen. What God just showed them this morning. And a lot of them is delusions of their own minds. If you think on a thought long enough, you can say God gave it to you. The one thing about the word of God, it lines up with his word. Nobody prophesies or should be prophesying that anything lies outside of his word. Amen?
Amen.
They shouldn't be telling you to do anything that contradicts God's word. Amen? Amen. Oh, see, y'all don't want to get that. Everybody like good gumdrops and lollipop prophecies. You told me that in 3 days I'm with my house. How you going to get your house if you ain't got no job?
Tell it.
Why you want a house and you ain't got no job? You don't want to start with an apartment, man?
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's beneath my standards. Well, you know, the poverty line should be beneath your standards, right?
Amen.
You don't want to be broke, amen?
Amen.
I get that. But people, well, you prophesy out of you, they prophesy out of you a cop. Where you going to park the guy? But yeah. How you gonna pay? Somebody give you a car. You ain't got no gas. You can't get no gas. So now the car is not a blessing no more. It's more of a liability. See y'all.
Amen.
I've been there. People bless me with a car. I didn't have no way to take care of it because cars are gonna break down.
Amen.
Just because he prophesied, this is from the Lord. This one is going to always run. No, it's not. You need maintenance. You need to exercise. You need to eat. You got to run. There's things that we have to do, amen, to pertain, to maintain what God has given us, this vessel, these vessels that God has given us. Which now we're talking about a thing, a material thing, a car. I'm just saying, just tell you how silly people are. People mourn, people's ears are itching more for things that they want to excite. And that's the perilous times we live in. People are falling in love with things that tingle their fancy. That's why people follow people who they know ain't got no spirit in them, but they say all the right things. They follow leaders that ain't got nothing to do with God. No belief, you ain't challenge you to live right or nothing.
Preach, pastor.
And as ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ, we are called to challenge you to live right, to fight off everything of this world, to get in line with the things of God. Because a lot of people can't cast off the things of this world. Because when we first got saved, it said that we are to let go of this world, right?
Mm-hmm.
Love not the world, neither the things that are in this world, amen?
Mm-hmm.
But people are still in love with this world. They love it. And they're willing to do anything, sacrifice anybody to get the things that they want out of this world. That's why people's ears to the gospel is getting dull, because people don't care nothing about living right. They want what they want when they want it, and they want it how they want it, fast and easy. And they'll throw anybody and run over anybody to get to it. Amen. And a lot of preachers that have given in. My numbers are going down. I need to start saying something to get them all back in here. Now we're starting to play with the gospel. And we're using it as they've always done, but it's even more so now that they're starting to play with it, that they say and do all they can not to challenge people to live holy, to live right. Just shacking, come on out, put him out. Put her out. See, people don't want to talk like that. Because see, when people know that how I had a certain thing is tied to your purse strings, I can't say this so much because I don't want to bother you.
You got to teach that thing.
Because if you need money, needs with me. This going to go anyway.
Amen.
I'd rather your soul be right than your pockets be fat.
Hey.
Hallelujah.
Now, I want your pockets fat, but I want your soul even fatter.
Amen.
Which means I want your spirit on top. I want you to be able to stand in a world that's going wrong. To be able to stand for righteousness.
Amen.
John 16:33, we're going to get out of here. Y'all ready? Y'all all right?
All right.
Y'all doing good on that?
All right.
Amen. Talk back to him. 16:33 says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble. But take heart, he tells us. I have overcome the world. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, amen. He's telling us to take heart. Don't be tripped out about what's going on around you. Don't be tripped out about what's going on in this world with these people. They're going to be cuckoos because they like being cuckoo. And they like going for anything. Amen.
Amen.
I challenge you on the day. Be aware of weird, perilous times. Don't just be walking around like, oh, that's just how I go out here. Nah, you got to fight to stay. Listen, you don't want to be average among this world at all, amen?
Amen.
Yeah, let them call you weird. Let them call you strange. Bible tells us that we are a peculiar people, amen?
Amen.
Yeah, yeah. You want them to be like, well, what's going on with you? Yeah, I'm bad, Jay. I need you to come over here. I want you here and see what God is doing in my life. Because what he did for me, he can do for you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.